Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jason Longshore, back into the program here, Atlanta United analyst who was there for all of the activity at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, and a chance here on the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Hugh Douglas, to have a how about them five stripes conversation. First time in a long time.
How about that's what we're doing, John? How about them five stripes? That's
sure.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Am I wrong, Jason?
I'll take it. I mean, well, that might be already credited to somebody else, but
I mean, yeah, I was thinking that. Yeah, I was thinking that a little bit, Jason. But yeah,
I don't want to make anybody mad or anything, you know.
Yeah, them Cowboys fans. Dang on Cowboys fans.
I'm not messing with them.
Hey, we got back at Dallas, didn't we? This is Arthur's revenge. All right, maybe not. But I mean, you beat FC Dallas last night. And,
so, Jason, what was the biggest difference last night? For the five stripes,
the way they started. I mean, this is a team that, you know, you can put in all the work in training, you can have great training sessions, but when you concede goals early, it's all thrown out the window. And you started much differently in this one, and you built in confidence throughout the match in different ways. I mean, you built in confidence with getting through that first period of the match where you've been conceding goals. You dealt with set pieces early much better. You started to create some opportunities and threaten the opposition. And most importantly, you controlled the match. And that's something that this team's been lacking far too often here lately, where, you know, possession doesn't mean you control a match. Even chances doesn't necessarily mean you control the match. It's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit of a feel to it. And this game, Atlanta United controlled the way the game was played. Dallas had to try to do something to counter what Atlanta was doing throughout most of the match. And that's something that Atlanta United has typically done very well. They'd kind of gotten away from that. They did it last night, and they dictated the way the game played out.
Talking with Jason Longshore, as if Atlanta United didn't need another challenge, you know, with all the changes, you know, Joseph Martinez being out for the year, Pity Martinez being sold to Al Nassr in Saudi Arabia. Now, Kubo Torres, one of the guys that they were counting on to come in here and be an effective member of this team, he might be out for the remainder of the year with an injury, too. Just, boy, I tell you what, just one thing after another, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, in the match last night, Miles Robinson, Mateus Hosetu, both have to leave at halftime. There was concern that if they kept going longer, that they could have an injury issue. You had to piece together a back line with Franco Escobar moving into a center back role, which we've only seen one other time. You had players playing a variety of positions by the end of that match. Some players moved their positioning two or three times during the match. It was a great job by Stephen Glass, the interim manager, to find a group that could get that game first won because you were scoreless at halftime, and then to control the result at the end and not let it get away from you as guys got tired.
Marcelo Moreno, you know, what is it? What can he bring to United? And what's the timeline for us actually being able to see him in a game?
It's probably 2 to 3 weeks to see him on the field. The good thing is he's coming in a different position of fitness than Jurgen Damm or Kubo Torres did. When they joined Atlanta United, they were coming from teams or situations in Kubo's case, because he was out of contract, where they were not training. This was earlier in the pandemic, and there was no training going on. Marcelino Moreno comes in from Lanús in Argentina, where they started training in early August. Now, they haven't played any matches, so he's not going to be match fit. He's not going to be sharp. But in terms of just the basic level of fitness, he's going to be in pretty good shape. You have to get the quarantine process for him coming into the league's protocol. He should be able to train on his own for, looks like, 10 days is what has been pretty standard. And then he starts the testing process, and then he's allowed to join the team in training. He also has to get his work visa sorted out, and that's already been started. So hopefully it's going to be on the shorter side of that 2 to 3 weeks, and he'll be able to at least hit the ground running from being available, getting minutes in games, and building up that match fitness.
Marcelino Moreno. Okay, that's a new name.
No.
I'm just saying Marcelino it so that I get used Moreno. To saying it.
Yeah. Got to get it right, John. We got to get it right, you know.
Marcelino Moreno. Respect. Okay. Some fans saying, wait, same team that Miggy came from, correct?
Correct.
But not the same kind of player?
No, because Miggy was a pretty unique player. Marcelino Moreno, it's interesting, his history. I mean, he came from a small club 15 hours away from Buenos Aires, joined Lanús at 17, a little bit later, a little bit of a later bloomer. And it really took, in a lot of ways, Miguel Almirón going to Atlanta for Moreno to kind of bloom, because he was playing out wide. And he can play wide because he has the speed, he has the quickness to do it. He's very good on the ball. But he's so much more impactful playing centrally, because the elements of Almirón's game that Moreno gives you is that two-way game. He is good defensively. He will track back. He will be that kind of box-to-box player at times, where he can drop deeper and defend deeper if he has to. He can also spring forward. He's not as fast. He's not that kind of a player. He's a very good passer, very good shooter from distance. The thing I like about Moreno, from hearing more people talk about him, and one of his former assistants at Lanús, who was a captain at FC Dallas in his career, Pablo Ricchetti, just talked about how good of a person he was. And his teammates at Lanús loved him, and he sacrificed everything for the shirt. You know, he's a guy who is a good locker room presence in addition to what he brings on the field. I think he's going to blend in because of those things really quickly. It's not like bringing a playmaker or a forward in where you've got to do a lot of things to feed them and make them comfortable. He's going to blend in quickly and lift the group, and that's going to help his – you know, help him play his best faster here in Atlanta.
Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst. United beats Dallas last night 1-0, and now, could be potentially make a run at the playoffs. They'd be in if it were today. A lot of Atlanta United fans also talking about that other little piece of news yesterday, and this will be kind of the capper on all of it, at least at the moment. Frank DeBoer has got a new job.
He got a job.
Yeah, good for him. It's kind of a unique opportunity for him because, you know, when he left Atlanta, that job wasn't open. And Ronald Koeman, who is a former teammate of Frank DeBoer's with the Dutch national team and at Barcelona, the opportunity came for him to take the Barcelona job, and it was the only job that he had an out clause in his contract with the Dutch Federation as the Dutch national team coach. He had to take that one. He took it. The Dutch Federation was looking for a manager. They needed somebody quickly because World Cup qualifiers, European finals, European Nations League, they have, you know, competitive matches in October. And Frank DeBoer is available. He's a former legend as a player for that group. He's a former assistant who was part of a World Cup runner-up squad in 2010. And I don't know if he was ready to jump back into the managerial carousel that fast. But that's a job that I don't think he could really turn down. I think it's one when they called and they needed him to come in and take this job, that he has to answer that call because of so much, you know, history he's had with that team.
Well, all I know is Atlanta United's had two head coaches, and both have left to become national team coaches. With Tata
and
Mexico.
Big time and national teams as well. Not small national teams.
No.
These are two big time teams.
Yeah, I know. The orange of the Netherlands bleeds loudly and has on the national stage for a long time. Jason, as always, thanks very much. Do appreciate it.
You're the man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.